Hi, do you like podcasting? So do I. But don't you just hate having to sift through those horrible podcasts? Well, we have the application for you. This fabulous meter, available for every iPhone and Android, will go through and determine the level of fabulous any podcast has. Let's give you a few examples. Well, look, the Hello Nessa podcast. I'm just going to point it at the podcast and press the button. You're beautiful. Or what about antivirus?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Or even Big Fatty Online.
Bacon is good for me.
And BigSillyHomo.com. Order today.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
But don't you just hate having to sift through those horrible podcasts?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 713 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of October, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Big Fatty's got those scratch-offs from The Price is Right. And y'all, I have read about this facial mask. Yes, Big Fatty. Ooh, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. And y'all, that sound indicates that only 4 days... 4 days until Gay Grandma. Till Gay Grandma. And y'all, as you heard at the beginning of today's show, y'all, that was Donna Sugars. Donna Sugars from out there in the SoCal. And she was saying on her little show that, yo, she is just working her fingers to nubbins, working on Gay Grandma costumes and everything. But anyway, y'all, I don't know if this is breaking news, and I believe this qualifies as breaking news. Yes, Big Freddy, it does.
This just into the BFO's Surface of the Sun desk. The Sea Hag has announced she may be moving to Beaver Creek. Yes!
Y'all, I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe it when I read it on the 20. On the 20, y'all. She and Myron, y'all, they had had it. They had had it sloshing through the mobile mansion. They're just going to use the rental car, and they're going to set the damn thing on fire. They're going to set it on fire and leave it. And y'all, then they're going to go back down to the surface of the sun, and they're going to set that house on fire and collect the insurance money, because you know she doesn't want to move anything. She'd have to pack it. And y'all, she's a pack rat. But y'all, they are going to be moving to Beaver Creek. And I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't. And y'all, at first I thought that they were moving to Battle Creek, which is in Michigan. But no, no, Beaver Creek. And y'all, I don't know. I do not know. I do not know. But y'all, I'm sure that there'll be some pictures over at the lodge of some of the lovely homes at Beaver Creek. And so y'all, you might want to go over there to that Beaver, and see some of the photos from Beaver Creek, because y'all, they're over there, I'm sure. Give her a day or so. Groomer Zig sent me the mask, the MASQUE, and y'all, that is not like a mosque. No, no, McCready, no mosque. And y'all, it is the craziest thing. But y'all, on the back of the little pouch? It's kind of like a pouch that has the mask in it. It says, "Be good to yourself. Cleanse face with warm water only and place the unopened sachet, y'all, it is a sachet, in hand, hot water for 1 minute. See, y'all, it's already written. It's already written in Mexican. For 1 minute, apply evenly over face and neck with fingertips, avoiding eyes and lips. Lie back, relax, and leave on for 10 to 15 minutes. Massage gently. Rinse off with water. Pat dry. Use weekly. Y'all, but y'all, it's pink. It is pink. So, y'all, I think it is probably something to do with being aware of breast cancer. I don't know. I don't know. Now, y'all, one of the things that we did not get to do on yesterday's show was the Price is Right scratch-offs. So, we're going to do those today. But, y'all, before we do that, I want to go over because, y'all, I got an electronic card. Let's see, where is that? I got an electronic card over in the G letters. Y'all, and it is from Tim from Tastes Like Burning. And y'all, it says, Happy Halloween, Big Freddy! Halloween greetings! This witching day of Halloween, our web of fate we spin. Be careful or the goblins will get you sure as sin. Y'all, it is lovely. And y'all, there's a big witch on it. I don't know. This drawing may have been made at Beaver Creek. I don't know. But Tim, thank you so much for the lovely card. You know, Big Fatty loves a card. Y'all, speaking of, you know, since we're down to 4 days, I've got a little quiz here for the gay crema. And y'all, it was sent. It was sent to me by George. And y'all, it says, "Why seniors should not trick or treat? You know you're too old to trick or treat when number 10, you get winded from knocking at the door." Oh, I am exhausted, Myron. Myron, you're gonna have to knock on the door for me. I'm exhausted. Number 9, you have to have another kid chew the candy for Myron. Please pre-chew my C's candy and then just spit it in my mouth. Funny. Number 8, you ask for the high fiber candy only. Now, this is something that Big Fatty would do. High fiber candy. Yes, Big Fatty. Number 7, when someone drops a candy bar in your bag, you lose your balance and you fall over. Number 6, people say, great Boris Karloff mask. But you're not wearing a mask, Myron! Number 5, when the door opens, you yell, trick or, because you can't remember the rest. Oh, poor Big Freddy! Number 4, by the end of the night, you have a bag full of restraining orders. Big Freddy, and it is soaked in deer urine. Number 3, you have to carefully choose a costume that won't dislodge your hairpiece. Oh, Big Freddy, somebody needs a hairpiece, that's for sure. Number 2, oh, Big Freddy, vulgar. Number 2, you're the only Power Ranger in the neighborhood with a walker. I hope you've changed your tennis balls on that walker. I told you. And the number 1 reason seniors should not go trick-or-treating, you keep having to go home to pee. Ah, Big Freddy, that's a good one. Have a happy Halloweeny anyway. George, thank you so much. That's just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, that's kind of fun. Y'all, one of the people, you know, I was talking about on yesterday's a little show about Boxing Day. And y'all, I screwed up the Red FF Pups name on there. But y'all, it came to me just as soon as I had posted the show. Oh, it came to me. And y'all, someone else I'd forgotten about is John and Ely. Except I think he's unsubscribed. I think he's unsubscribed. But y'all, someone who has not unsubscribed is that Simon. Y'all, he is still out there. Simon over in the UK. And y'all, he sent me a little e-letter, and it says, "Big Friday, it's Simon in the UK. It's not that breaking news that I have a boyfriend. It mainly occurred in Mr. Vader's year break. True, his name is also Simon, and we've lived together for nearly a year in our little flat next to the Thames." Y'all, I believe that is pronounced Thames. I'm not sure. "We met at work. Now that my coal mine is the local council," I don't know what that means, y'all. "His only flaw is that he does not understand why you fat old things make me laugh so much. He's ignorant to your charms. Must be his age, as he is nearly a decade younger than me." Y'all, that's Simon. I tell you what, he has always been a cradle rocker. Not a rocker. Poor man. A cradle robber. Oh, but I like cradle rocker. let me see. "Well, I'll be a fan until the day the big fat one gives up the bacon, and the little fat one, don't you go quit again. You cheer me up too damn much. Love you, Simon in the UK. P.S. You can see our pics over on the Face Space. Sorry, Big Fatty." Y'all, because he knows I do not use the Face Space or the My Book. Or whatever the fuck they're called. So, Simon, thank you so much for communicating with Big Fatty, and you're going to get the finger for not letting me see the pictures. Y'all, speaking of seeing the pictures, Miss Kathy Bacon, y'all, she is out there in the South. Y'all, that is the ham solid and saltine crackers and a piece of cheesecake with cherry topping. But y'all, she sent me a picture of a car that had a license plate on it that said "Bad Gas." Big Fatty, is that your car? No, but it ought to be my license plate. Thank you, Miss Kathy. And Big Fatty. The other thing, y'all, I've gotten a couple of Twitty requests that I just want to go over here, because, y'all, some of these people I don't know, and you know Big Fatty does not approve the Twitty request if he didn't know who you are. So, y'all, if this is you, send Big Fatty an e-letter saying, "Oh, Big Fatty, that's me." Y'all, we have got Renard98 from Houston, Texas. Y'all, you know the Southwest Airlines is going to start flying in there. And y'all, speaking of people, that Perfetti in Austin, y'all, out of the blue, I get an e-letter from him on Tuesday, saying, "I'll have you know, fat one, that Austin is closer to Houston than Dallas is." So, y'all, it sounds to me like Perfetti's planning a tramp. Poor Big Fatty. A trip to Charleston, it sounds like. But, y'all, Austin is on my list of places to go one day. But Renard is in Houston. We've got Wuzzy Mom, who is Helen Smith. Helen Smith from the UK. I wonder if she knows Simon. Y'all, we've got Jim Vitt, 1958. Y'all, that's Jim Burns. Jim Burns, if that's you, send Big Fatty a note. We've got Bestra Casanova from the Republic of the Philippines. Y'all, that is in Mexico. I don't know if you knew that or not. Y'all, we have got in Denver, Colorado, we have got Fure, F-U-R-E, 4x4. And y'all, and we've got 1,001 albums. That's Liz out there in the California. We've got Aka Juju from the Minneapolis, Methodonia. The Big AZ guy, I think that's in Arizona, y'all. That's Rob James. We've got Mogan the Bug from Valenzuela Heaven. Oh, no, that's Morgan Valenzuela. He's in heaven. Oh, poor Morgan. We've got Mr. Meeble from Paris. Oh, dear Gussie. And we've got John N. 075. Excuse me, not John. Joe N. 075 from Australia. Y'all, a lot of Mexicans on that list. Y'all, if you're on there, you've got to send Big Fatty an e-letter or I'm not going to approve it. No! Do not lower your standards, Big Fatty. They're low enough as they are. Now, y'all, I want to get to these Prices Right scratch-offs today. Y'all, because these are $5 cards. I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. Y'all, this one, it's the Price is Right, and it says, completely scratch off the Plinko board, and if you find a chip directly above a dollar amount, then you win that amount. Y'all, I'm going to do it right now. I am going to scratch off the chip, y'all. Not a winner, 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 and not a winner. Oh, poor Big Fatty, not a winner. Oh, all right. So, but y'all, that's not the end of it. That's not all you get on a $5 card. Y'all, we now get to spin the wheel. And it says, completely scratch the wheel, match three like amounts, and win that amount. All right, y'all, here we go. Here we go. We're going to spin the wheel. Oh, dear Gussie, we've got a dollar. No, I take that back. We've got $1,000. And then the second one, we have got $100. And then on the third amount, we have got $200. And then on the fourth amount, we have got $5. And then on the fifth amount, we have got $1,000. Y'all, are we going to win $1,000? Are we going to win $1,000? Here comes the last one, y'all. It is a 1, 0, 0. Oh, it was $100. Poor Big Fatty. So, and yeah, y'all, then we have got here for the, we have got the Showcase Showdown or something here, y'all. Enter at this www for a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas to see the Price is Right live and win up to $1,000,000. Y'all, it says, if you're, and then y'all, we get to play what is this? This is the Showcase Showdown. And it says, y'all, if your bid is less than the actual price within the same showcase, you win the prize shown for that showcase. If your bid matches the actual price, you win both showcases. Dear Gussie, y'all could be a double showcase winner. Y'all, let's see what my bid is on showcase number one. My showcase bid is here it comes. It's a $19,950. Now, y'all, the actual price is, oh, look at this, $19,775. Y'all, I have gone over. Oh, we were so close, though. Now, y'all, on the second showcase, I am bidding $24,800, and y'all, the actual price is, $23,500. Not a winner, Big Fatty, but please go on and register nonetheless. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I'm not going to have time to scratch the other one today. I guess I'll have to do that on tomorrow's show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't know what I've talked about today, but I'm glad I did. And y'all, tomorrow, I am going to be in a hurry. I'm going to be in a hurry to get the little show recorded, y'all, because y'all, we are having a big horror meeting, and then I've got to get home and pack for the horror weekend. Y'all, it's going to be lovely. It is just going to be lovely. And y'all, remember that somebody's going to be going to have a cup of tea staying up late to show.
But don't you just hate having to sift through those horrible podcasts?
Oh, Donna Sugars, you couldn't have said it better myself.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.